Listeners, did you know that an estimated 5 billion plastic hand soap and cleaning bottles are thrown away each year? And if that's not bad enough, most cleaning formulas are 90% water, which is heavy to ship, leading to excessive carbon emissions. Plus, those products are often filled with nasty ingredients like chlorine and ammonia. That's a lose-lose situation for you and the planet. Nobody's trying to have that. Enter Blue Land. Blue Land is on a mission to eliminate single-use plastic by reinventing cleaning essentials to be better for you and the planet with the same powerful clean you're used to. The idea is simple. They offer refillable cleaning products with a beautiful cohesive design that looks great on your counter. Fill your reusable bottles with water, drop in the tablets, and wait for them to dissolve. Genius! You'll never have to grab bulky cleaning supplies on your grocery run again. Refills start at just $2.25. Blue Land is trusted in over 1 million homes, including mine, y'all. When I received my first shipment of Blue Land, I was blown away by how this simple concept just makes so much sense. It's so easy. You just drop the tablet into the stylish functional bottles and get your clean on. I love the subscription option because I am not trying to get one more bulky item in my cart. Blue Land products really get the job done and leave my home smelling so fresh and clean. Blue Land has a special offer for our listeners. Right now, get 15% off your first order by going to blueland.com/clink. You won't want to miss this, guys. blueland.com/clink for 15% off.
Hi, and welcome to Housewives of True Crime.
Welcome.
Welcome. I am Tabitha. Give me Dateline, white wine, and I'll pick up your kids in the carpool line.
The next day, right?
Yeah, the next day.
Okay. And I am Gretchen. I like white wine, true crime, and in bed by 9 because I have a lot of stuff to do in the morning.
We are Housewives of True Crime.
Yes, we are.
Yes, we are. Welcome.
Welcome.
Housewives of True Crime.
Yeah.
Hope you all had a really wonderful weekend and you are ready to dive into some crazy crime that I know was brought to us by Susie West.
Yeah, listener.
Today. Mm-hmm. Yeah. She's a OG listener. I just love her. And one day we will actually get to meet her. Anyways. Dude, okay, I have to tell you something that I did. Turns out I don't just walk into the wrong house.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you're really good at trespassing. Where else do you trespass? God.
Okay, so I went to check our, we have a mailbox, you guys. So if you want to send us any mail, you can, I will give you our address. But
nobody wants to send us anything.
Well, every once in a while we get something, okay? So we got something. And I was like, holy shit, we got a package. And so I was walking to the car, looking down at my amazement. And I just opened the white SUV that was sitting there, thinking it was mine, right?
Yeah.
And, but I'm not even paying attention. And this woman is like, wrong car.
Oh, you got caught in the act.
No, and she was like sitting in the driver's seat.
Oh, shit. Like,
oh, my God. I'm like, I am so sorry and I am so embarrassed and I need to really pay attention. Also, because I didn't drive my white SUV there. I drove.
Oh, God, even worse.
I didn't even drive that car. I drove my husband's truck. And so when I went and I was like, oh, sorry, wrong car. And I went to the truck that was next to her. She's probably like, what the heck? You're not even in a white vehicle, woman, that even resembles this one.
My new car has a thing where it has an app and it shows me where my car is.
Oh, I know. Isn't that so
amazing?
I've
used that more than once. And my kids are like, are you tracking your car like you do, Dad? I'm like,
uh-huh. You're like, yes.
They're like, yes, thank God. Because I'm always, you know, wandering around parking lots with them. Today, I took one of them. I went to like the wrong school, you know, in the wrong order.
Yeah.
And because I have two drop-offs at the same time, it's like you got to get to certain schools on certain days at, you know, because that traffic situation.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man. I have not been sleeping.
Yeah, that's a problem.
It's a problem. I am back to not sleeping at all. And I listened to this podcast about it. And the host said that I should try a night with no alcohol and no sugar. And you know, that is a challenge for me. And that shows you how much I want to sleep.
Mm-hmm. So did you?
Yeah. And I didn't fucking sleep. So fuck that.
I do find that when I drink alcohol, I do not sleep well. So I have been drinking less and less, even like a glass of wine here or there. Like, I'm like, eh. I don't know if it's really worth it because my sleep isn't so good. But I will tell you, I did use that app on the phone yesterday because I got gifted some Mavericks tickets, you know, the basketball game. So I took Colton and Kyla and it was awesome. But I don't really know my way downtown Dallas. And so wherever I freaking parked, we were like, we got to figure out. But the app really works. So if you have the luxury of having an app with your car location, it does work. And get this, we were on the Jumbotron.
You were? That's so fun.
Not my whole family.
Of course you were.
It was just Colton and I, but we were the only two out of the four of us that dressed up in Mavericks gear. And so,
and you were not wearing your Housewives of True Crime hat?
Dude, I should have been wearing
my Housewives. Girlfriend is always promoting. I tell you, people, it comes up when she calls you. Picture of her representing.
It does. It does. And you all should wear that too and go to Housewives of True Crime.
Yeah, damn shame. You weren't.
And on our merch, we have really cute hats. I am wearing one if I call you. But anyways, yeah. So we got Jumbotroned and that was really fun. And I even got a picture of it. So I posted it on my Housewives.
Did your kids Instagram. Like, I would fear that my kids would like not believe me that we were on it and they would miss the whole thing. And it would be like really happened.
Colton saw and then he started doing a little dance.
Oh, perfect. Really cute. Perfect.
Yeah, it was good.
Okay, good.
And then I was like, the camera's pointing to us again. Colton, get up and do your little dance. And he's like, no, I'll give it to the other kids. I'll let the other kids have some time. I'm like, okay.
What an angel.
I know, but then he came home and threw up. So,
always. I'm like,
okay. Anyhow, let's hear your crime diggity crime.
Okay. As stated, today's case is listener suggestion from our fave, Susie from Pensacola.
Pensacola in the house.
Yeah. Something tragic happened in her backyard, so to speak, her neighboring town, Gulf Breeze, Florida, and she thought of us. So,
of all people.
Right?
When something tragic happens.
Thank you, Susie. Yeah.
Yes.
Gulf Breeze is where newlyweds Hillary and Dr. Ben Brown called home. Hillary and Ben had married in June 2022. After less than a year of dating, Ben had finalized his divorce 2 months prior to their relationship beginning from his then wife. I am not sure exactly when Hillary had finalized her divorce from her ex, but it couldn't have been too long ago either. I read a comment that her divorce was underway when she met Ben. So, you know. They both kind of like, what's the phrase? They went from the pot to the frying pan, you know?
Yeah.
I feel like if I, God forbid, left the love of my life, Fred, I would need a minute.
I think so. Because do you want to be tied down again right away?
No. Single, ready to mingle. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Not that that would ever happen.
No, it's never going to happen. You're just
for all you
like
bitches
saying,
that go and tell them what I say on the podcast.
I know, seriously.
Don't do that. Okay.
I heard you say, you're like, I did not say I was going to leave him.
Yeah. Okay. So Hillary's children with her ex ranged from 2 to 6 at the time when she married Ben. So they're only 4 to 8 now. Still real young.
Gosh, really young. Yeah.
Yeah. If we are to take social media at face value to describe the life Hillary and Ben were now sharing together, you see lots of sunshine and days aboard their boat. You know, I'm into boats. It's a very nice one. It's a 2023 Juno valued around $450,000.
Whoa.
Yeah.
It's like a floating house, man.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. That's a good boat.
So this is all very recent. I mean, you're just
very,
you just
very recent.
2023
very recent.
Right here. So I'm It was just 2023 a minute ago. Mm-hmm. Okay.
So on social media, you would also see how much Hillary adored her children. And they are, you know, absolutely precious. The mother of Ben's children is the same age as him. He is only 40 years old. And Hillary is 33. So wife number two for Ben was a bit younger, but not like a huge age gap, right? Social media shows Ben and Hillary, the happily married couple, enjoying the lifestyle you would kind of expect to see of a plastic surgeon and his wife living on the beautiful Florida coast. They lived in a really nice waterfront home.
He's a plastic surgeon. He's a plastic surgeon.
Okay, yeah.
I mean, really, you would...
It's a dream. Maybe I would go from the pot to the frying pan.
I know. At that point, you're like, this is actually perfect. I'm getting older. Married the plastic surgeon. Works out in my favor.
Maybe, maybe not. Okay. Something else that you see that is currently being dissected is the evolution of Hillary's appearance. If you go back to 2019, when she was still married to her ex, you will see a beautiful Hillary. And when you look at her pictures in 2023, you will see a beautiful Hillary. In the 2019 version is more of a natural look. Mm-hmm. But I don't think criticizing the change in her is really warranted. My looks have changed a lot over the years, right?
No, not really. I think you look the same. I looked at a picture of us the other day from like, I don't even know if I was 21 yet, and we went snowboarding, remember? Mm-hmm. You look the same.
Yeah, but there was a minute after I had all my kids that my face was like covered in melasma and I couldn't get my hair did.
Yeah.
I was looking like worse for wear, you know, I could barely get out of the house. And I see those pictures and I go, oh.
Yeah, but you don't look
I hadn't got my teeth fixed. I mean, it was rough. Okay.
You've really improved. Are you saying you've improved?
Yeah.
Okay.
I have improved. I wish I could get back to my weight then with the improvements, you know, goals, New Year's resolution.
Got it.
What are you going to do? Okay. I do get, I will say though, the criticism, if people are making it from the perspective that they think that Hillary felt pressured from her former plastic surgeon husband to look some kind of plastic version of herself. You know, personally, I've had plastic surgery. I wouldn't mind having more. But if my husband suggested or pressured me to do it, I don't think he would be my husband anymore.
You probably would not do it.
No, I don't take that kind of criticism well. I couldn't take it from him. Yeah. And I think it's likely Ben did pressure Hillary to look some kind of way. He seems like that kind of guy. Now, for today's episode, some of the information that I'm going to tell you about in this case is a little unusual from how we typically roll because it happened so very recently and is an ongoing investigation and hasn't been like super widely reported. I'm going to refer to a few speculatory sources found on the likes of Reddit or Facebook, but I'm going to tell you when that's the case and slap, you know, allegedly across everything I say and give you, you know, full disclosure. But just know that I have a real good BS meter. And so if I have used it for the episode, it's because I call it like I see it and it rings true. And, you know, that's always our goal, to give you the truth.
Totally. Okay. Yes. Sometimes we're wrong, but most of the time we're not.
Sometimes we're wrong and we will admit it.
True. Somebody the other day was like, you're not psychologists. I'm like, well, we never said we were. No. But I've been to a lot of psychologists with my son who has a similar problem that the person we were talking about. So sometimes I feel like I know a little something.
Right. Sure. Yeah. Yeah. But don't we? Yeah. Right. But we do always say, you know, we don't take ourselves that seriously and you shouldn't either.
Right.
Okay.
Okay.
Except we're pretty good at this. Okay. According to one woman, when she applied to work in the office, Ben's office, he told her that she didn't have the look he wanted because people coming to a plastic surgeon's office don't want to see someone out of shape. Now, Dr. Ben, I disagree. I could give a shit what someone looks like if myself or someone I love is going under the knife. What makes me nervous is if someone is less than smart. Now, I will cop to being shallow about having a workout instructor that is not in shape. Because for me, it's like, I hate exercising, you guys. I hate it so much. So why should I do it all the time if it's not working for you?
Yeah, I agree with that.
Yeah. Does that make me a bad person?
No.
Maybe. I don't know. Okay. But in a plastic surgeon's office, no. I don't want to see a bunch of like Barbie dolls.
Well, I don't want my plastic surgeon to be like completely atrocious. Although you're not even doing plastic surgery on yourself, so it doesn't really matter. But I don't need my plastic surgeon to look like a plastic person, but I need them to look like well put together, I guess.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I think that in like most cases, I want my realtor to look well put together.
Yes. We talked about that before.
I want you to look like you are confident. You got your shit going on.
You want your attorney to look put together.
Yeah.
So he's
in the case of workout instructors, I be feeling some kind of way. That is maybe the exception to the rule. But I think maybe the difference between me and Dr. Ben Brown is that I would be like stung by 1,000 bees before I let someone know I was thinking that. And he just tells this woman.
Yes.
Yeah.
You cannot do that. That is.
No, that's like very illegal, terrible thing to do. Yeah. Ben, that was not nice. Okay.
And not smart.
No. Mm-mm. According to an interview with Shannon Garage given to the Pensacola Journal, Ben threw tantrums and became paranoid that people were out to get him. But he wasn't always that way. She worked for him as his office manager / medical assistant for 4 years. When she started working for him in 2018, she said he was the best and even performed a successful operation on her son's eyes due to a birth defect as well as a mommy makeover on her. She said the issues seemed to get worse with him when he was going through a divorce. She is quoted as saying, "One minute he was thanking me for being the greatest friend and employee, and the next day I was trash. He said we were idiots and losers, not doing our jobs, stealing from him because he had to do our jobs. He didn't pay us. He made me cut employee hours so they would quit because he didn't want any more disgruntled employees after him." She also said in her interview that he became sloppy with patients and he didn't care about patient safety anymore. Ooh. Yeah. Grange says that patient care was left up to his physician's assistant and me. She says we basically turned into a wound care facility. The PA was constantly treating infections, performing office procedures, such as cutting necrotic tissue and suturing wounds back closed.
Dude.
We were constantly monitoring patient calls and texts on our cell phones at all hours of the day and night, 7 days a week. I've witnessed it all. I felt so helpless. That sounds like a nightmare.
Nightmare. And she's probably like, what the hell do I do? And taking this all on and not wanting to get like one fired or bad mouthed by this asshole.
Yeah. And I'm going to go on to tell you how she felt like kind of responsible for all this, like, you know, and I can imagine that situation. You're like, he's just going to continue doing it. So, I mean, at least they've got me, at least I care.
Yes, of course. But isn't she the office manager?
Yeah. Well,
yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, he had some staffing issues, sounds like. So she also detailed her account of what she saw as a near fatality in 2019. In the Pensacola News Journal, she said he was performing a procedure on an elderly woman with his nurse practitioner in the room when the nurse suddenly came out looking for an oxygen tank. She said they had to go upstairs to the second floor of the building to get it, because they rarely used the oxygen tank, and bring it back downstairs where the woman was. She says, when I walked by, I said, what the heck is happening? And the nurse practitioner said, we're losing her. And then they took her tongue and sutured it to her cheek so it wouldn't obstruct her airway. She said he started freaking out, yelling, do not call the patient's husband. None of this gets out. You don't know anything that just happened. We weren't doing hardly any procedures. She was only given certain medications. And at that point, we were all just kind of like, what the hell? And the whole staff was just kind of walking back and forth going, oh my God, what are we doing? And finally, somebody, she says she's not sure who was, called 911. And they got there and transported the patient to the hospital, where the patient recovered, thankfully.
I can imagine that this happens more than you think because of the fear that they have, that, like, you know, sloppiness and laziness. And then it's like, well, I can't get caught for this, you know?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I'm but, so I mean, it's happy real she scary. Survived, but holy
yeah,
geez.
I mean, it's really scary when a plastic surgeon is thinking about saving their own ass mid someone dying.
You almost want to.
Like, that should kind of be your full focus.
Should they have body cams too? Should we like be taping all this stuff that goes on?
I don't know. Maybe. Yeah, I haven't I given know. That much thought.
I don't know.
I mean, I think doctors would put up a big fight.
I'm sure they would, but.
Yeah. So Shannon Grange said, which I'm very sorry, Shannon, if I am mispronouncing your last name. I'm sure I can almost promise you I am.
Okay.
She said her workplace took a toll on her, so she quit. She said, I would have left sooner, but my coworkers weren't in a position to quit, and I felt I needed to protect them. She also said that she watched him get out of so many violations and lawsuits. She couldn't stick around and watch patients and employees suffer anymore. Another former employee who only worked for Dr. Ben Brown for 3 weeks gave an interview as well. And she said her employment was cut so short because she aired her grievances about patient safety and their policy on sterile practices. She said she was instructed to use a bucket with distilled water to clean bloody instruments or in the employee lounge where they ate.
What?
Yeah. She is not making this shit up. She wrote a letter to him at the time, like, these are all my concerns, and outlined, you know, all of this. And she showed this letter, you know, dated to the journalist Molly Barrows, who interviewed her and verified the letter and published a picture, because the woman took pictures, like, this is what I object to.
Oh my God.
And the picture in the article she took of the quote, you know, sterile room, it looks like a messy supply closet with like empty Coke cans in it. Like, that can't be sterile.
No.
That woman filed a complaint with the Florida Agency for Healthcare Administration, but received no response. But Dr. Ben had one employee who was working in the office and singing his praises, at least online. And that was his new wife, Hillary. Hillary is all over the Restore Plastic Surgery Facebook page, and she occasionally reposted success stories on her personal page. What you can see on social media before November 24th, 2023 is Hillary being bubbly and enthusiastic about going to work with her husband, Ben. She posts this really cute video of herself all like kind of glammed up riding an electric scooter because she said neither one of her Teslas charged up. She's got to get to work.
She's got to. Fancy.
I know, fancy. But I love her work ethic. You know, just get to work. Before November 24th, you will see some impressive before and afters posted. And you will see former patients posting where they're praising Dr. Ben. You know, no one can deny that. But after November 24th, you will see some very scary, disturbing, and devastating posts associated with Dr. Ben and Hillary Brown. That's because on November 21st, Hillary went into cardiac arrest while Ben performed multiple procedures in his office.
On her.
On her. She never regained consciousness and died in the hospital on November 28th.
Of this year. I mean, this last year.
Of this year, yeah.
2020, like, I mean, if you're listening in real time, it's whatever, January, what is it going to be when this comes out? Like 28th or something, but of 2024. But so this is just like 2 months ago.
2 months ago, basically.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
And she's got these kids,
yeah,
right?
These
from a different husband?
From a different husband.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What we know about what went on at the surgery center that fateful day was at 4:15, 911 was called. The call notes state Hillary Brown was in the process of several surgical procedures when she had several seizures and went into cardiac arrest. The call notes also stated the doctor possibly over-medicated the patient. Ben called Hillary's parents and told them they needed to come up as soon as possible. And they did. They traveled to Florida. Hillary's father spoke with the Pensacola Journal and said, "We were in the ICU with Ben for 5 days, repeatedly asking him what happened." Mm-hmm. So he must have just seen the call notes, because his response also in the article is, "He never told us of any seizures, only that she had collapsed and was unresponsive. This is the first we heard of seizures, but if securing her tongue is what he was referring to, that is time wasted that could have been used performing CPR." So I'm not sure exactly what he's talking about.
See, but he
rings like that other person's account.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Like that's like his go-to, secure their tongue.
Okay, so when you told me that last time, I thought to myself, that seems like a lot of time wasted to, yeah. I mean, I know how long stitches take. It's not fast, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm sure you could do it pretty quickly, but it's still a few minutes.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Okay.
So her father has been pretty vocal to various outlets that he doesn't want Ben's money. He wants answers. Answers mm-hmm. to questions like, why weren't EMTs called immediately? Why wasn't there a crash cart? Why wasn't there an anesthesiologist?
Well, that's what I'm wondering. I was going to ask you that. So he put her under and did not have an anesthesiologist there?
I mean, we are speculating because he is telling a different story, but that is not what it sounds like happened.
Okay.
Okay, but I'll tell you his response. You know, her dad wants to know what drugs Hillary was given. Her father said that Ben said to him he was out of what he usually used, so he used something else. Her father also says with the amount of swelling in her brain, that means her brain suffered from lack of oxygen for quite some time. That's telling me you got not an EMT, not a nurse, not even a doctor, but a surgeon who wasn't skilled enough in the CPR that he could have kept her oxygenated enough and kept oxygen to her brain until the EMT got there. I mean, that sounds like valid to me, right?
Yeah.
He says that just floors me that they can't keep her. They couldn't keep her with an adequate oxygen because that was a simple task, giving her oxygen. That's what needed to be done. And if it had been, she'd still be with us. So 3 days after Hillary was admitted to the ICU, Ben posted this. "We need prayers for a miracle. Hillary had a cardiac arrest on Tuesday afternoon," Ben wrote. "We called 911 and started CPR. Her heart came back, but her brain is not doing well. She has been in a coma since and went unconscious on Tuesday. Hillary Brown, you are my soulmate, my world, my everything. Please come back, please." And along with that, he posted a bunch of pictures of her. And one of them is like this picture where her whole kind of like side boob is hanging out. I don't think that was intentional, you know, maybe. Mm-hmm. But he wrote, like he drew on the picture and drew a heart around her face and then an arrow pointing to her boob.
Yeah. I got to see this. Send it to me.
Okay. It just seems real weird. Inappropriate. Like this is the poster. This is the picture you're posting right now under these circumstances.
Yeah.
So when he posted and people learned he was the one who was performing, you know, surgery on his wife, they started questioning Ben, like, how could this have happened? Ben immediately hired a PR firm. They have issued a statement which says Ben is completely devastated by the sudden loss of his loving wife, Hillary, and is desperately trying to understand how to live one day, never mind a lifetime without her by his side. Ben Brown was performing minor and routine services during Hillary Brown's medical emergency. All medical protocols were followed. And additional medical staff were present at the time of the procedure.
It's hard to know because, right, like her medical records are under HIPAA probably. So,
well, it's under investigation. Yeah. So I'm thinking maybe we're gonna find out.
Yeah.
But I'm going to tell you about how people are making it sound like it was impossible for the man to have been following protocols. He had a record of not, right? So with the news of Hillary's death, a community of concerned people came together and painted a very different picture of the life Hillary and Ben were living than what I have told you about was seen on their social media.
You have heard me talk about my language learning skills with Rosetta Stone, and I'm telling you, I'm getting really good at it. I learned a little bit of Japanese before we went to Japan last year, and I really love the French language, so I'm learning French at the moment. Bonjour, bonsoir. I'm even getting a little bit of the accent down. Not very good, but I'm getting there. And with Rosetta Stone, it makes it so easy. I download it on my phone. I learn it in the car. It is awesome. You can do it on your desktop, wherever you find it convenient. They are there for you. And they have 25 languages, you guys, that you can use. And right now, they are giving a lifetime membership for 50% off. So you can learn as many languages as you want for your entire life, which is amazing. And the best part is, it starts off, you know, with just words and then phrases and then sentences, and then you should be able to have a conversation with somebody that also knows the language, which is, you know, my entire goal. So don't put off learning that language. There is no better time than right now. Seriously, get started before your summer vacay. Our listeners get 50% off the lifetime membership. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem it today at rosettastone.com/today.
Listeners, today's episode is sponsored by Acorns. Are you busy? Well, of course you are. And if you're like me, that means you put off investing because maybe it just doesn't seem urgent or it's intimidating. Enter Acorns. Acorns makes it easy to start automatically saving and investing for your future. You don't need a lot of money or expertise to invest with Acorns. In fact, you can get started with just spare change. Acorns recommends an expert-built portfolio that fits you and your money goals, then automatically invests your money for you. What I love about Acorns is that it gives you the tool to give your money a chance to grow. You don't have to start with a lot. Just start. Believe me, it feels great. Head to acorns.com/clink or download the Acorns app to start saving and investing for your future today. Client testimonial may not be representative of all clients. Tier 1 compensation provided. Compensation provides an incentive to positively promote Acorns. View important disclosures at acorns.com/clink. Investing involves risk, including the loss of the principal. Please consider your objectives, risk tolerance, and Acorns fees before investing. Acorns Advisors, LLC, Acorns is an SEC registered investment advisor. Brokerage services are provided to clients of Acorns by Acorns Securities, LLC, member FINRA/SIPC. For more information, visit acorns.com. This episode is sponsored by Astapro. Thanks, Astapro, for providing Tab and I with samples. Shout out to all my allergy suffering friends out there. You know how they say it's that time of year for allergies? Well, for me, it sort of feels like it's always that time of year. I thought I had tried everything until I recently discovered Astapro. Astapro is the first of its kind nasal allergy spray. It is the fastest 24-hour over-the-counter allergy spray. It starts working in 30 minutes while other allergy sprays take hours. Astapro is the first and only 24-hour steroid-free allergy spray. Astapro delivers full prescription strength indoor and outdoor allergy relief from nasal congestion, runny and itchy nose, and sneezing. Get fast-acting nasal allergy symptom relief with Astapro. Go to astaproallergy.com for a discount so you can Astapro and go today. That's Astapro allergy.com. Astapro and go. It's Fastapro. Use as directed for relief of nasal congestion, runny nose, sneezing, and itchy nose due to allergies. Clink, clink. So let's start with just Ben for a minute. Ben Brown's practice, Restore Plastic Surgery, has two malpractice lawsuits open against it. One case alleges that Ben Brown used, quote, foreign materials in a post-mastectomy reconstructive breast surgery without patient's consent in 2018, causing infection and sepsis at the surgery site. Yikes.
Mm-hmm.
The suit also accuses Ben Brown of neglecting to periodically monitor the position of the upper extremities and claims the plaintiff suffered nerve damage and other permanent injury due to the extension and position of her arms during prolonged surgery. I mean, these like sound like pretty like
bad
avoidable mistakes.
Yeah.
Right? That cause somebody a lot of pain, allegedly.
It sounds to me allegedly that he got real comfortable doing his surgery,
mm-hmm.
that he was like, I don't need to follow all the rules, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. Ben claims to be a board certified plastic surgeon. So I looked him up with the American Board of Plastic Surgery, and he is.
Mm-hmm.
But okay. What comes into question online is whether his surgery center was properly licensed to operate or not, which
yes.
I'm not 100% about it not being licensed. I wasn't able to look up anywhere where it appears that it was licensed, mm-hmm. but I'm not an expert. I don't really know. But what does appear to be the case is that even if it was under false pretenses, because it doesn't seem like the proper protocols were set up. Half of the building was like still under construction.
Well, and he's got a closet to clean instruments right. with a bucket. I mean, that is
crazy.
Now you could be giving people like serious diseases. And that also makes sense why people are getting sepsis, because you are using dirty equipment.
Right. So Ben had been open since 2017. I mean, so, you know, 2023, he had time to get his shit together. So I don't know what his...
Oh, was that when he became a surgeon?
He became a surgeon in 2015, and he worked for another surgery center and allegedly did not leave on good terms.
Mm-hmm.
I'm pretty sure I read that. Not 100%, but I'm pretty sure that was the deal. Okay. And he started his own in 2017. Okay. Now, for what his relationship with Hillary was like, her father is painting a different picture than the loving couple we see on Facebook as well. He says that he thinks that if Hillary was having problems with Ben, but she wouldn't leave him because she had gone through so much with her children already in her, you know, pretty recent divorce.
Yeah.
Which, you know, I can understand. And you can tell she adored her kids, right?
And tell me, I'm assuming the ex-husband has the children now.
Yeah.
And did Ben have any kids in his previous marriage?
He did.
Okay. So he still has like a couple kids or something. How old? Mm-hmm.
They're little. I don't know their exact ages, but they're young too.
Mm-hmm. That is so sad for these children.
Oh, it really is. Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
So Hillary's father said that her relationship with Ben was volatile, but he said that he thought she mostly enjoyed her life. The case has gotten a decent amount of momentum in the press, and there's a couple reasons why, I think. You know, first of all, you know, although it is legal for a husband to perform surgery on his wife or a family member, it is frowned upon, right?
I think Dubrow does it to his wife.
She says she doesn't get any plastic surgery.
She's a liar, liar, pants on fire.
She says she doesn't. She says she does a little Botox and that's
please,
it.
Please, please.
That's what she says.
Okay.
I might believe her. She does not salt her food. That is crazy.
You know how she doesn't salt her food? Do you know? Because she doesn't eat food. So if you're not eating food, then you don't salt it. She drinks champagne and probably drinks one protein shake a day. Girlfriend has like,
and we are saying this because this is what we've gathered from the television show. On the show, I'm not shaming her for looking amazing like she does. On the show, they go to a nice restaurant where I would be like, I cannot wait to have that
100%
fish and the mango salsa or whatever it can be. And she's like, I would like it with no oil and no salt. And I think, bitch, then go home.
Then don't eat it. Don't order your $75 dinner
right
here. Yeah. I don't know if I feel it the same as you that she looks amazing. I think she's underweight.
Well, okay, perhaps. I'm not trying to.
But I'm just saying, like.
Okay. I'm not trying to get into people's physical features.
Well, just like it. I like a little bit more round.
Oh, that's why you keep me around. Okay. I recently asked my physician assistant friend if she ever like just wrote a prescription for her husband or kids for like a Z-Pack, you know, when they have like the funk.
Yes.
She said, nope, no can do barbecue. Even though she said she technically can, she just wouldn't.
Because it's too,
it's frowned upon. Like
something went wrong.
Yeah.
I know. You know what's so funny? My girlfriend is an emergency room doctor and I have talked to her so many times on the phone. And I'm like, what you doing? She's like, taking my kids to the doctor. And I'm like, but you're a doctor. Like,
yeah, that would seem like
you
a bonus.
Doing? Like, you don't have, like, they have strep throat. Well, like, congratulations. You can write them, you know, amoxicillin or whatever. But I guess it's just, she's like, yeah, but, you know, they need to see a pediatrician or whatever. So I'm like, okay, I don't know. Do they?
Buy the book, people.
Do they? Because I'm pretty sure.
Yeah. That's why we're not doctors.
That is why we're not doctors.
Yeah.
Never wanted to be one of those.
No, me neither.
No.
Mm-mm. And that is really true now after looking at all these like botched jobs that I've seen pictures of that people have posted.
You know, my cousin's wife is almost a doctor and she's doing all the like residency stuff and all that now. And I'm like, girl, got to be a plastic surgeon. But it is another, you know, I think it's like probably a couple more years of schooling. But man, I'm like, you can, the money in plastic surgery and you don't have to deal
with. It
does
seem like that's where all the money is.
And you don't have to deal with insurance.
Sad stuff. Well, unless it's like reconstructive, but then you're making them happy.
And then you're making them really happy. Yeah. And you're doing a good thing. I mean, I think about those surgeons that just do breast reconstruction on breast cancer survivors. Like that has to feel amazing too, doing it, you know, like you're really doing something special in the world instead of just making, you know, somebody's boobies bigger just because they want them bigger. Like,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. But yeah.
Okay, so I was telling you that I thought that the reason why this case had got some momentum in the press was because, first of all, there's a husband and wife, you know, dynamic. So that's, you know, one thing. Also, you know, I told you about before, there's the pictures of Hillary and what I mentioned before, like kind of the evolution of her looks. And it seems like the perception is just that she changed so fast. And it's like a cautionary tale about, you know, how women be with plastic surgery, you know, getting carried away.
They say you can get addicted to it.
Yeah.
I mean, you have to have enough money to be addicted to it. It's expensive stuff.
I think the way that they kind of blast like these pictures of her, in my opinion, it kind of reads like she was this like surgeon's trophy wife.
Yeah.
And I think that is like kind of salacious, and that's what they're going for. But I would like to mention that looks can be deceiving. You know, Hillary was a very smart lady. She went to Ole Miss and she studied chemical engineering. Okay.
Holy crud.
That's like next level smart.
Yes.
You know? And the other reason I think the story has been picked up is this woman, Jessica Jones, though that is not her real name. That is the name of a Marvel character who is a former superhero turned private investigator.
Okay.
Her profile is the character. She doesn't say her relation to Hillary, as in, were they friends, coworkers? Is she family? Sometimes I think she might not have even known her. She's just like a vigilante of sorts. But then I think that they must have been good friends. She sure does seem to have a lot of inside information. And she started making some noise with it on Facebook in early December. So Hillary died on November 28th. Susie sent me this case December 6th. I went back and looked. And okay, she had already seen this. So this girl, she got on it real quick.
Yeah.
Since she started putting Dr. Ben Brown on blast, she has gathered over 5,000 followers in her Facebook group, Justice for Hillary. This Jessica Jones, she's got Ben's number. She is following.
And you say this is not her real name.
No, she's like kind of like anonymous.
Okay.
She posts about everything he does, about he bought a new Range Rover the day after Hillary passed.
What?
His boat is for sale. She posts what she believes to be his Tinder profile pic is.
She's already back on Tinder? Isn't Tinder like the dating app?
Yeah. Yeah.
Tinder Swindler?
Yeah. She posts the Restore Plastic Surgery Center billboard coming down, along with, you know, pictures of the center that is now closed. And she even posts the man has a colonoscopy appointment coming up, which she calls his poop shoot appointment. Okay.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. Now, I know we have talked lately about, how cringy it is when people interject themselves into a case. And I don't know who she is really. So I don't know for sure her motivation, but I do like her and the way she's going about doing this. She doesn't give up anything about the children or family or any personal life details that have not been published. She pulls no punches. She is on a mission to expose Ben's patient neglect, and she's transparent about that. Okay, so I want you to kind of know like her tone, why I like her. Here is a post of hers. She says, "Well, it seems as though the buzzard has landed back in his shithole. According to sources, I'm sure he's exhausted from his busy scheduling of hiding from paparazzi and destroying evidence."
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I like her. I would have liked to talk to her, and I reached out to her, but she is not doing interviews, and I do support that. It is an ongoing investigation, and interviews can put that at risk. But I mean, you know, Jessica, I was more so interested in just learning about Hillary's personality because I want to share with the listeners who she really was.
Yeah. And so, she didn't have to come on here with her. Her real name's not even.
No, her name is not even really Jessica. No, yes.
I could have blurred out her face. She didn't even need to be seen.
But I do respect. I mean, if you change your mind, you know how to reach me. But I respect her mission and think she sounds like a friend we all wish we had in our corner if, God forbid, we were the victim, you know, of a crime without a voice.
Yeah.
Right.
Totally. Yeah.
You know,
I'd want.
You want somebody to advocate, make noise. Yeah.
100%. Yeah.
So I give her props for keeping the momentum going in the Justice for Hillary group, and everyone from former Restore Surgery Center employees and patients, you know, to friends of Hillary's are in the group and sharing their thoughts and experiences with Ben and Hillary. Many posts are anonymous sources, mm-hmm. but I mean, for what it's worth, similar stories of nightmare medical scenarios have also been, you know, named sources and reported by the Pensacola Journal. Basically, there are some real botched situations, but more than that is medical professionals and former patients recalling practices that they had witnessed when they were with Ben that had never just sat right with them. You know, like he was always understaffed and pushing boundaries and using unsterile, you know, equipment or situations. I asked our friend who worked for a plastic surgeon forever if ever patients were fully sedated without an anesthesiologist, and she said, "No way."
Yeah, I don't think so.
Yeah. That is very troublesome. Yeah. Like, and I don't really get it. You know, you pay the anesthesiologist separately.
Yes.
So what is, I mean, that's like standard. So what is the big deal? It makes me think
of
having them there. It makes me think like he didn't want another physician in there watching him cut corners.
Yes, that's possibly true. You know, I like when I go to the dentist or anywhere when they have like the tools and they open them right in front of you.
Yeah.
So you know that they're clean, you know?
Yeah.
So I can imagine he just has them laid out there and you're like, oh, I hope those are clean this time.
Yeah. Right?
Gross. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm talking about Rakuten. Have you checked it out? Because I recommend you do. Rakuten is the most rewarding way to shop and save because members earn cash back on everything they buy. Rakuten is a shopping platform that partners with over 3,500 stores that I know I shop online at, like Zappos, Sephora, and Best Buy. We are all already online shopping at our favorite stores, so why not be saving while doing it? It's a no-brainer. Rakuten is the smartest way to save money when you shop. How it works is the stores pay Rakuten a commission for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the commission with its members. You get paid via check or PayPal quarterly. Membership is free and it's easy to sign up. Start all your shopping at Rakuten.com or get the Rakuten app and start saving today. Your cash back really adds up. Listeners, remember when everyone was doing juice cleanses and was basically hangry all the time? Well, there's a better, more sustainable way to lose weight. Ro provides access to the most popular weight loss shots on the market. The Ro Body Program pairs a weekly shot with healthy lifestyle changes so you can lose 15 to 20% of your weight in a year on average and actually keep it off. Ro's partners handle all the insurance paperwork to help get medication covered. If eligible for medication, patients have access to their provider on demand for any questions. You can sign up online from the comfort of your own home. This means no scheduling a doctor's appointment, no commute to the doctor's office, and no waiting rooms. Average weight loss is 15 to 20% in 1 year with healthy lifestyle changes, BMI, and other eligibility criteria apply. Go to ro.co/clink. Sign up today and you'll pay just $99 for your first month and $145 after that. Medication costs are separate. That's ro.co/clink.
With Mother's Day around the corner, are you thinking about a truly special gift for your mom? Well, let me tell you, mylifeinabook.com is a very unique service. I did it for my mom and my grandmother, and it has been amazing. It basically turns your mom's life stories or your grandmother's or anybody that you think is special in your life into a book. So here's how it works. Every week, mylifeinabook.com will send a question via email to the special person, whoever you choose. You can ask custom questions too, but I just kind of let My Life in a Book choose what questions to ask. And then your special person, like your mom, can type their response or they can record their voice. And My Life in a Book compiles it all in a beautiful keepsake for you. And guess what? They can even create audiobooks. I mean, this is such a unique gift that will last a lifetime for you, your mom, your children, your children's children. It is the best gift you can give. Check out mylifeinabook.com and use our code CLINK at checkout for 10% off. This is an unforgettable gift for you and your mom. Get it today. Use our code CLINK, mylifeinabook.com.
Okay. So then there is the stuff that's out there about their volatile relationship. Now, I told you her father told a journalist it was volatile. So here is where, full disclosure, I will get into some stuff that could be conjecture that is on the Justice for Hillary page, but I don't think that it is, but you know, I just want to give you full disclosure. Mm-hmm. Hillary's father does not have social media, but a friend of his posts his thoughts in the group. Jessica Jones vouches for this friend. And the post being Hillary's father, Marty's words. Okay, so one story that I'm going to read you. I'm going to read you the whole thing because there are people out there defending Ben. Okay. Although I think a lot of those accounts that are defending him
are him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because they look sus. Okay. That's just my opinion. Yeah. Right. What Jessica Jones is claiming, you know, on all of her posts is corroborated in comments on her page is that Ben had a side that was a real narcissistic abuser that not everyone saw. She said, "We know Ben was abusive to Hillary. He broke her tailbone in October during a physical altercation.
Whoa.
He screamed at her regularly inside the home, in the workplace, threw things at her in the heat of rage. Ben is a psychotic narcissist that thrives on control." Okay, so here is the story that was posted that I think gives a glimpse into the part of his winning personality Jessica Jones is talking about. So this story that was shared reads from her dad, Marty, to his friend. Okay. He says, "Let me tell you a story, and yes, sir, feel free to share. Dixie and I was at a couples retreat around June of this past year. Cell coverage was minimal. I got a text from Ben saying that Hillary had traveled to Mississippi. She was mad at him and not answering, and he was worried about her. Being a father, I called her and told her he was trying to get in touch with her and to ensure she was okay. She wasn't feeling well and later was found passed out in her car. She was taken to a local hospital. We were worried sick, but only got bits of what was wrong. When texting Ben, he sent an X-ray with no explanation. A couple of days later, she told me she was okay. However, when I asked what the X-ray was, she said that it was an X-ray of someone with a dildo up their ass. At a time when we were worried about our daughter, this classless jerk thought it was appropriate to send that type of picture to concerned parents."
What?
Can you believe that?
No.
Yeah. I mean, he sounds like a class A asshole.
Right? Yeah, like total douche canoe.
Mm-hmm. Okay, in another message posted as, you know, her dad via the friend or whatever, he says, "Hillary texted us in September that she was having some funny sensations with her heart. When Dixie asked about going to the cardiologist, she said she hadn't made an appointment because Ben had threatened to fire her and she would lose her insurance. All this
her husband?
Mm-hmm. Her husband.
Okay.
I mean, this is all the alleged stuff. Okay.
Yeah, okay.
But he's saying all this is documented in texts from Hillary.
Yeah.
He says, "I could go on and on, but I wanted everyone to know what a piece of shit he truly is. Good news is he won't be able to get a good night's sleep for the rest of his pathetic life. I think everyone needs to be reminded how sick he is."
Wow.
I mean, disturbing, right?
Yeah.
Well, in other disturbing news, Jessica Jones posted this on December 10th. She says, "Ben, we need to talk about your behavior, son. You're out here acting like Yosemite Sam, bucking and shit. More specifically, I'd like to discuss the life insurance policy you had with North Florida plastic surgeons that was due to terminate on November 30th. And you ironically removed Hillary from life support right before that. Woo! I bet your little butthole puckered on that one. I see you. Prove me wrong." Yeah. She says, "You were having a lot of financial difficulties. You do that." And she says, okay, so she's saying, "Prove me wrong. You were having a lot of financial difficulties. So prove her wrong." And yeah, she says she'll recant this post. "Until then, enjoy the diarrhea you're likely having from all this exposure."
Oh, man.
I'm telling you, she's going.
Keep
she's
coming,
going
in, Jessica.
She
oh
is
God.
Going in hard. Okay. There's also stuff on the page that indicates he was experiencing, you know, financial stress. Like she says, there's a contractor that's claiming he owed money to him. Mm-hmm. Employees are claiming, you know, they are behind in pay. and he had some other insurance policy on his practice that was also expiring at the end of November, allegedly, you know, again, because the sources of all that are, you know, social media. I have to tell you, it's all speculatory, but I speculate it's legit.
I would, you know, when there's smoke.
Yeah. So on Hillary's personal social media pages, there are some cryptic messages that she posted in 2023. Like she posted, "I have been guilty of loving someone so much I started fixing them and then failed to notice they were breaking me." And another one reads, "Never try to defend yourself against a narcissist. They already know you're right and they just want you to go crazy proving it." But that is very true.
That is so true, right?
Yeah. There was also a call made to 911 and deputies were dispatched to the Brown house in March because Ben said that Hillary was barely conscious. The deputy reported that Hillary admitted to taking Valium, but denied doing so because she wanted to hurt herself, saying, quote, she did want her husband to know she was serious. Hillary was evaluated by EMTs and released without treatment, but the officer determined Hillary met the criteria for Barker Act, and she was taken to the hospital for evaluation. This is not allegedly, this is all in the Pensacola Journal. Okay. I don't think based on that is really all we know about that 911 call. I don't think based on that little amount of information that we can really say we knew what was going on with Hillary. Doesn't sound good at the time, but that is out there, you know, that there was a possible, you know, suicide attempt. And so I just want to inform y'all. What I think about all of this is that there is just a lot more to the story, and I hope it all comes out after criminal charges are filed. In the very least, I hope he loses his license. I believe it's suspended right now while he's under investigation, which is good because I don't think he needs to be practicing medicine anymore. Ideally, I think he should think about what he has done from a cell. But, you know, I don't know if it's all going to happen, because it seems to me the more I read and how many complaints were ignored, Florida is not a really good state for like throwing the book at people. You know?
Yeah.
So lastly, her young kids have to grow up with their without a mother are, you know, the real victims.
Yep,
and, yeah. You know, and so I just pray for them. They are with their father now. And I send everyone that knew and loved Hillary, including her family and, you know, Jessica Jones, the strength to keep pursuing the answers they deserve and, you know, justice for Hillary.
Right. Wow. Sad case, Gretchy Poo.
Yeah. And we'll post lots of pictures with this case because it's important to the story.
Yeah. Okay, I have one quick thing I wanted to tell you.
Do?
Probably are not going to like to hear this, but the Scott Peterson thing, you know how he was picked up by the Innocence Project. Mm-hmm. It's not the actual Innocence Project. It is the, and I thought about it when it said the Los Angeles Innocence Project. I was like, is this the same? Not the same. So it's not the Innocence Project that goes after people and has like all their shit together. I'm certain that this Los Angeles Innocence Project has enough of their stuff together also, but I still think there's a little gray area.
Okay. Well, I'm sure you're right about that. Yeah. So we'll just see.
There has been reviews coming in, and I am so grateful for all of you that have rated and reviewed us lately. Please keep doing that. This new year, it is important to our podcast. And the other and most important thing is please share us with your friends and your family. If you like us, and you know, my girlfriend today sent out a text and is like, what should I be watching or listening to? And it's like, well, how about start with Housewives of True Crime? There's like 300, 400 episodes at this point. I can't even count them. And so there's a lot of binging to do. Next week, we are talking about a case that has been in the media lately. You guys are going to like it. And then Gretchen just did a really good Patreon episode this last week. So if you guys are not bonus listeners, please become one. Clank Clank Club. It's a really good way to support us. Also, there's multiple levels. If you go on Patreon, you can get some swag if you sign up through there. If you're not signed up through Patreon, shoot me an email. I'll send you a sticker. But there's other levels on patreon.com/housewivesoftruecrime. But anyways, listen, her episode was something I had no idea about. Mario Batali. Kind of crazy. Check it out. It was last Thursday. And there's plenty of cases on there. We do one extra bonus crime a month. And every Thursday, we give you a just chat about what is kind of in the weekly drama, from crime to reality. I think that's all for this week. So clink, clink.
Clink, clink.